This is station PCJ.
Hello.
Hello.
It's the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show.
The Sunday Happy Station Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio. I'm Keith Powell. Now, you're saying to yourself, well, there's a bit of an echo. Doesn't sound like a studio. Actually, no, we're not in the studio. Actually, I'm at home today. Very good reason for that is because, number one, we had a bit of a problem at the studio last week. Was an electrical problem, and the electrical people are now in the midst of fixing it, and they haven't really narrowed it down to what exactly the problem is, but just to summarize it quickly, we actually went in 2 days ago to do the show. We started, and then 10 minutes later, everything went off. Lights and everything. And we reset the relay switch, and then it was the same thing. So we called the electrical company the next day, and they checked out actually where we have the studio in this building, and there's actually no problem. So the problem is actually somewhere else. And that's my cat, one of my zoo animals, you know, trying to say hello. Scrappy, Scrappy, come here. All right, well, he always does this at times that I don't want him to. But anyway, so we just, you know, we couldn't record it there, so we had to record it at home. So we brought some of the recording equipment, set it up in my living room. I can see it. And we're going to do the show from here. So, you know, I think we did this before, didn't we? Maybe we did. Anyway, very nice to have you with us. I know I'm rambling on, but rambling sometimes is okay. So we're going to begin, actually, after I make... That's the coffee machine, by the way. Yes, I need a jolt, something to get me going, you know. But anyway, we're going to begin right away with a piece of music, because this singer was in the headlines this week because he'd passed away. It was one of the original founding members of a very popular group called The Platters. His name is Herb Reed. And oddly, or I shouldn't say oddly, but he had been more or less one of these performers that was performing right until the very end. And he passed away So now we're going to have a little bit of the Platters with one of their big hits, The Great Pretender. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Can tell. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Adrift in a world of my own. I play the game, but to my real shame, you've left me to dream all alone. Conceal. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be, but I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown. Still around. Too real is this feeling of make believe. Too real when I feel what my heart can't conceal. Yes, I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. Like a crown, pretending that you're still around.
The Platters with The Great Pretender for the late Herb Reed, who passed away this week. Who was one of the original members of the group, which went back to the 1950s. You know, what's actually quite of amazing, here in Asia, doesn't matter where you go, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, China, Japan, South Korea, the Philippines, Thailand, Indonesia, Vietnam, Cambodia, Burma, India, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, I'm naming all the countries, I'm going to stop doing that, but anyway, it doesn't matter where you go in Asia, but you can find so many people that know their music. Their music was so popular here in Asia many years after the group stopped having hits, that people are so familiar with their songs. And what you will hear from people who are familiar with their music, they will all tell you the same thing, that they learned to speak English from their music, which is actually not unusual. There is another popular group that is very well known in this part of the world called the Carpenters. And of course, we don't need to explain any of the hits that they had, but they were, at one time, one of the first Western pop groups to be introduced to China. And this is many years after they had success in the United States and in other countries. And a lot of people listened to their music for the lyric, because the lyric is sung so clearly that they were able to learn English. So actually, that's why they became so popular. And it's actually not unusual. There are a number of singers, who are known in countries that you would think that this is very strange that they'd even be known there. You know, there's a what's that song by Skeeter Davis, "The End of the World"? I think it's called "The End of the World" or something like that. And she was very well known in this part of the world, some 30 years after the song originally came out, because of the lyric and because people got familiar with the English language from that song, which is odd, you know. But mind you, you know, there was a series of programs that was produced a long, long, long time ago that was a teaching program for the English language. And what they would do is they would take an English song and break it down into bits and pieces and then do a translation of what the lyric is, and then people would listen, then they would listen to the song afterward. And recently there's a series that I came across that was so funny. It was on shortwave. It was being broadcast to China, and it was an English teaching program. I don't know who was producing it. But they were basically doing the same thing, but they were doing it with a song by, get this, Lady Gaga. So the person would read some of the lyrics, and then they would do a translation, and then they would play the song. Now, it's kind of funny, because you'd think, you know, if you have songs that where there's a lot of, say, oh, oh, baby, baby, I love you, and ooh, ooh, ah, ah, how do you translate that? But actually, they do translate that to give a meaning to what it actually means. So if you say, oh, baby, baby, I love you, they do the translation, and then they do an explanation, which is kind of funny, actually. It is really odd, but it's very successful. It's very successful. And many of these singers that are popular in, let's say, China, who are from the West, of course, the songs are played on the radio, but many people know them because of this kind of way of teaching the language, which I think is fantastic. Oh, didn't go down so well. Anyway, yeah, that was my little thing. Anyway, I'm babbling on. This is one of the things. I mean, I feel so relaxed right now because I'm at home, and I'm just trying to think what I can be doing while we're doing today's show, and I now have a number of chores that I have to do. So let's get right back to some music. And this is going to be a request that we're dedicating to Shirley. Shirley with no last name, apparently, because she didn't sign her email. But she wants to hear Teresa Brewer's Tweedledee here on your program, Happy Station.
Tweedledee, 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 tweedledee. I'm as happy as can be. Jiminy Crickets, Jiminy Jack, you make my heart go clickety-clack. Tweedledee, 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 tweedledee-dot. Tonight, tweedledee, 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 tweedledee. Give it up, give it up, give your love to me. Tweedledee, gimme, 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 gimme all the love you got. Humpty bump, 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 tweedledee, tweedledee. I'm a lucky so-and-so. Hubba, hubba, honeydew. I'm gonna keep my eye on you. Tweedledee, tweedledee, tweedledee.
Tweedledee,
oh. Give that kiss to me before you go. bump, I'm as sweet as bubble gum. Mercy, mercy, puddin' and pie. You've got something that money can't buy.
The one and only Teresa Brewer and Twiddly-Dee. I should let you know how we're programming this show today. In my living room, I have stacks and stacks of CDs and stacks of LPs. And essentially, I'm programming it as we're going along. Driving Kevin crazy, by the way. He's making faces. You know, we've tried getting him on the show, but he's always so shy about it. I think that we should have you on one day. And one day I'll come in and we'll say, we'll do the show live. You know, we'll do it live. And I'll just say, I lost my voice. You have to introduce the next record. And then you have to do it, you see. I can't do it now because I just told you, but we'll wait a little bit. Maybe you'll forget about it. You forget about things very easily sometimes, you know. But anyway, I don't know if many of you were watching, but this week there was some really interesting television and radio taking place, and that was for the Diamond Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth. And I had a ball listening to it on the BBC and also watching it on television. And I got into a conversation with somebody about this on the internet when it was happening. And so he said, well, you know, why don't you just listen to it online? And I have to say, I did, you know, for a bit. But there is something when you listen to it with on shortwave that makes it even more special. You know, it makes it more special because of all the problems that go along with shortwave. But luckily, shortwave reception actually was quite okay. And just to give you a little bit of a sampling of how I hear things here, let me turn this fan off. It's making too much noise. Yes, I have actually 4 fans that are running right now with the aircon because of the outside temperature. But let me go over to my receiver right here. Let me turn it on. There we go. Oh, nothing there because there's nothing on the air now. Then that frequency. 5875. Whoops, there we go.
On Farmville in Jamaica. And the tablet.
That's the BBC. And this reception of the BBC is actually not that good. There are times when we can hear it just as good as any medium wave station. But actually, this is actually not too bad. So it was actually a lot of fun listening to it. I go here. Radio Australia with a bit of interference from someplace, which I'm not going to mention. Anyway, that's how actually, you know, good reception is here. So listening to it, the concert, was quite astonishing. They had Tom Jones, Shirley Bassey, Rolf Harris introduced one of the acts, and many others, Gary Barlow, you know. It was a lot of fun. It was really a lot of fun. So when I hear the argument that music on shortwave sounds bad, I disagree with that because there is no need for it to sound bad. It's just, it has to do with engineering. It has to do with engineering. And if you have good engineers, you see, even the cat agrees with me. If you have good engineers and they know what they're doing, there's no reason for it to sound bad. It was a lot of fun. It was really fun. And of course, then I watched a little bit of it on television. But you're saying to yourself, why do you just watch all of it on television? Well, I took the opportunity to do a little bit of gardening outside. And to bring a television outside is just not convenient. So I listened to it on the BBC World Service, and it was a lot of fun. And it was one of those things. I mean, I don't know about you. And I think maybe this is because I am half Canadian, but part of the excitement about it was that this is something that, especially the Thames, when they had over 1,000 boats going down the Thames, listening to it, listening to the commentary, listening to what people are saying, is something that you don't hear very often. I mean, the last time they did it, I think it was like more than 300 years ago or something, for a Diamond Jubilee. So it was rather fun. It was a lot of fun. It was really interesting to listen to. I thought that, you know, my dogs would have tried to say hello. The cat did. And he's looking at my fish tank right now. And there, I turned the light on. Is that better? What he does is he gets up right at the glass and just, like, tries to bat them. One time I found him nearly, you know, halfway in the fish tank. And it would be interesting, of course, if he fell in. I don't think he'd want to try that again. Anyway, let's go continue now with more music. And I thought, you know, since we are the Happy Station Show and my house is very happy, we'd have a song called Happy House by Susie and the Banshees. Susie and the Banshees with Happy House on your program, Happy Station. You know, I have to say, there is an advantage about doing the show this way, is I can be doing so many other things at one time. Like, step out on the balcony. Oh, it's just an ambulance and a police car going somewhere. And, you know, like I said, one of the advantages is that I could be doing so many other things, like something that I've been meaning to do for the past few days, and that's actually doing laundry. which I actually, you know, you're going to laugh at this, but actually I find laundry kind of fun to do. I find it very therapeutic to actually do it. I know that sounds very strange, but, you know, when I'm in a bad mood, there's three things that I like to do. One of them is doing laundry. The other one is cooking. And you know that I have a love for food, if you see my picture. And the third one is just kind of, you know, relaxing and watching some DVDs. You know, so I plan to do actually all that tonight. Of course, I can't watch the DVDs. I can watch the DVDs now. I think I'll do that. And just pause it in between, you know, in between songs. So maybe we'll play a couple of songs back to back. You know, something actually that's really interesting, and I don't know if anybody's experienced this before, if you have, say, Skype or Facebook or something, but yeah, it's probably happened to you. You know, you're logged on, let's say, but you're actually busy doing something else. And all of a sudden, somebody you know just sends you messages after message. Like, they'll say, hello, are you there? And you don't respond. And then a few minutes later, or sometimes seconds later, they'll say, hello, are you there? And then they'll just keep typing. And I find that extremely annoying. You know, if you don't respond right away, maybe you're occupied. Isn't that just common sense, right? I mean, if you don't respond right away to a message that comes over Skype or Facebook or anything, it probably means you're busy. But, you know, some people just continue to bombard you with messages. And I find it highly annoying. I can't stand it. I really, really don't like it. And what I will do, and this you're going to laugh at this, is if somebody does it to me, I think, well, maybe I should do it to them, you know. And many years ago, this is when I was at China Radio International. And when I started at CRI, I was doing a very early morning shift. Some of you may remember a show called Real Time China, which we would have to do at 7 o'clock in the morning to reach the North American market. So I would go in at 4 o'clock, sometimes 4:30, to get the show ready for 7, which meant I would usually go to bed at maybe 10 o'clock at night, sometimes earlier. And there was one week I was just feeling extremely tired, and I went to bed early. And I got a phone call at 10:30 at night. Now, after having lived in Asia for many, many years, it is not unusual sometimes to receive phone calls from friends overseas. And, you know, yeah, if they call you 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, it's maybe 12 or 6 hours different, that's sort of understandable, just as long as it's not 4 o'clock in the morning. But I got a phone call from the deputy director of the English service. And my phone was ringing, and I went, oh, okay, I'll leave it ring, and then I'll just ignore it. So the phone stopped ringing. A minute later, my mobile phone started ringing, or my cell phone for our American friends started ringing. It just kept going and going, and I went, okay, well, this is silly. Maybe it is important, so I'll answer it. Anyway, she was on the other end of the phone, and I'm half asleep. And I say, yes. And she goes, oh, I had a question for you. And I, yeah, you know, you're sleeping, you know. And she says, oh, it sounds like you're sleeping. And I went, yeah, I was feeling tired today, and I decided to go to bed early. And she said, oh, it's okay, it can wait till tomorrow. And then she hung up. I, at that moment, woke up. And I was fuming. Because I don't know about you, but, you know, sometimes when you're sleeping really well and then you're woken up, it's difficult to get back to sleep. Which happens to me a lot. So I got up and I was like, okay, well, this is silly. She calls and then she said, oh, you were sleeping. Oh, we could talk about it tomorrow. And I went, okay, well, this is silly. Anyway, the next day I went in and I saw her and she said, oh, I had a question for you. I said, yeah, you could have asked me last night. She said, yes, but you were sleeping. And I said, well, but you woke me up. And I said, what was the question? She said, oh, did you, where was the CD that you were using on today's show because another programmer wanted to use it? It was something that could have waited to the following day. And I looked at her and I said, you called me. You know that I go to bed around 10 o'clock at night because I have to get up here, get up at 3:30 to be here at 4:30. You call me up to ask where a CD was. You could have waited till today. Anyway, some time went by and I thought, I have to get her back because my suspicion was that she would probably do it again. And speaking to some of my colleagues, I found out that she was known to do this. So I decided, well, I've got to fix this. So one day I waited till 2 o'clock in the morning and I called her up on her mobile phone and she answered and she said, Dway. And I said, oh, sorry, Shu. Yes, I had a question for you, but oh, I just realized it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I think I can wait until tomorrow. And then I hung up the phone. I could tell you that resolved the problem. She never, never called me again to ask me something silly like that. It could have waited, you know. So yes, if you have a friend that is prone to do that to you, this is a good remedy. I really mean it. It does work. Just call them up, you know, at some ungodly hour, and they say, oh, I'm sorry. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I should just wait. Yes, you know, sorry, I'll talk tomorrow, and then hang up. Trust me, chances are you will cure them of the terrible habit of calling you when it's late or they know you're sleeping. Okay, time now for more music. Let's have a little bit of one of my favorite singers, Astro Gilberto. And a very popular song in Portuguese called Canto de Oceano, or in English, Let Go.
O homem que diz tu não dá, porque quem dá mesmo não diz. O homem que diz vou não vai, porque quando já não quis. O homem que diz sou não é, porque quem é mesmo é não sou. O homem que diz estou não dá, porque ninguém dá quando quer. Coitado do homem que cai no canto de ossanha caipom. Coitado do homem que vai atrás de mandinga de amor. Vai, 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 não vou. O senhor Saravá Jango me mandou lhe dizer: se é canto de ossanha, não vá, que muito vai se arrepender. Pergunte pro seu orixá, o amor só é consigo ver. Pergunte pro seu orixá, o amor só é consigo ver. Vai, 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 amor. Vai, 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 sofrer. Vai, 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 chorar.
Wonderful Astro Gilberto and Let's Go, Canto de Oceano. You're listening to your program, Happy Station. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very, very simple. It's HS, which of course stands for Happy Station, at pcjmedia.com. That's HS at pcjmedia.com. You can listen to this program again, as well as all past editions, by going to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And on the homepage, you will find all the past editions of the program, as well as other shows like Nash Holos and Media Network and many, many, many others. So do go and check it out. And, of course, do check us out on Facebook. And last weekend on Facebook, I posted a picture of something that I just received it. Actually, it was last Friday, of a new amplifier. Now, many of you may not know this, but what is the term? I think it's an audiophile. I think there's the term audiophile. You know, there are a lot of new reissues of vinyl that's coming out, as well as new albums and CDs that are high definition, everything. And I love it. You know, and I love the good sound. And for some time, I have been wanting to upgrade my speaker system, because the one that I've had, which I've had for many years, I think it was just time. It was just time for it to be replaced. It was just time for it to be replaced for something more powerful. So 4 weeks ago, I was looking around for speakers, and I came across some very nice B and W speakers. So I decided, well, I'll get these. And they're 150 watts each. And I realized, well, you know, if I upgrade my speakers, I should also upgrade my amplifier, which I've had for more than 10 years, to something a little bit more powerful. The one I had, which, I, by the way, I still have, I just changed it, moved it to another room, was only 50 watts per channel. So I wanted something, you know, with a little bit more oomph, you know, a little bit more oomph. So I decided to go for a brand, actually, which is from here in Taiwan, and they make, like my previous one, it's a tube amplifier. And this one is 150 watts per channel. And, you know, we've seen, if you check on the internet everywhere, you'll see a lot of manufacturers for tube receivers and tube amplifiers. And surprising, of course, depending on what the company is, some of them are quite amazing. Now, this one here, this company that made this, has a very, very interesting history, which goes back to the 1960s. Back in the 60s and 70s, this local company was a partner of Telefunken. And what they would do is, let's say Telefunken had some a TV or whatever product it was. This company in Taiwan would manufacture it specifically for the Asian market, which they did for many, many years, including the tubes and everything. But what happened when Telefunken sort of vanished and stopped making amplifiers and receivers and everything, this company had to find a way of doing business, because Telefunken, even though they did manufacture for other companies like Grundig, even Sony and many others, Telefunken was their main business, you know, so they had to find a way to continue. And what they decided to do was to continue to make Telefunken-style amplifiers, but under their own name. What is extraordinary about them is, yes, the designs look very different from the original Telefunken ones, but the specifications for the tubes, for the circuit boards, and everything are the same ones that they were using more than 20 years ago. So as I described it to somebody, I said, this is a Telefunken receiver originally, but it's not being made by them anymore. Now it's being made by this company here in Taiwan. And they are absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. The sound is very extraordinary. Very extraordinary sound. So I brought, you know, I ordered one, got it delivered, and connected it up. And it was shocking. The first time in my little place, not that big, first time I actually had the windows vibrating. And I thought, well, you know, if I'm using this today for the first time, I should choose something that would really, you know, bang and with a lot of brass and percussion to really, you know, experience it. So I found an album out of my collection. It's the Roland Shaw Band and Orchestra. And the track that I played off this amplifier for the very first time off this LP was a song that was used for many years as the, well, I mean, it's sort of connected with them now, but it's connected with Monty Python. And you know the opening to Monty Python, right? Well, this is a very different arrangement, and it's really powerful. And it's too bad you were not here, or actually not here right now, to hear how it sounds on these big speakers that I have in this fantastic amp. Listening to it on the radio is not going to do any justice to it, but we'll take a listen to it anyway. The Liberty Bell, Roland Shaw and his orchestra.
Call the PCJ answer line at country code 44203286 1399. That's country code 44203286 1399 and leave your comments and questions. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.
Question: James Last and his orchestra from the 1975 released Well Kept Secret, considered by many people as the most un-James Last album of all. It was recorded in Los Angeles and it is absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And if you were not a James Last fan before, if you listen to this album, you probably become one because it is a good mix of... Oh, it's fantastic. It's the only thing I can say. Anyway, we are now out of time. Usually at the end of the show, I always say, no, time for me now to go and have dinner. But I don't have to do that tonight because I'm already at home, so I might as well just cook something here, you know? Anyway, before we end off, once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. I thought that this week, because of the Diamond Jubilation for Her Majesty the Queen, for all those decades on the throne, I thought that we would end with something about diamonds. I know many of you are saying, well, Shirley Bassey was singing there. You can end with, diamonds are forever. Terrible impersonation of her. But no, Winona decided to end with another song about diamonds. It is called Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend by the one and only Marilyn Monroe. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Parent, hoping that you had fun in my home today. We'll see you all again very soon. So until next time, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. But I prefer a man who lives and gives expensive jewels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat, or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Tiffany's, Cartier, Black Star, Ross Gorham. Talk to me, Harry Winston, tell me all about it. There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks are high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. I've heard of affairs that are strictly platonic, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. And I think affairs that you must keep with Sonic are better bets. If little pets get big baguettes, time rolls on and youth is gone, and you can't straighten up when you bend. But stiff back or stiff knees, you stand straight